Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free. You can take control of the phones and bring up anything. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It is the Tuesday night edition. As always, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives. As a matter of fact, we've got 8 months of archives now, Manwich.
It's a lot of months.
A few days ago, it was 7 months of archives. Now there's 8 of them there. We just keep on adding more and keep charging you zero because it costs you nothing. FreeTalkLive.com, they're right there on the front page of the website. There's no games, there's no logging in, no credit cards, none of that stuff. You just go get them for free, FreeTalkLive.com.
Are we going to charge them something in 9 months?
No.
Oh,
nope.
God. When are we going to make some money?
I just think archives should be free, and so that's the way it is. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So, as always, we got a lot to talk about tonight. On the way... Actually, we're going to start the show up with just something. Actually, on the way, we've got a little bit of information on an old-school libertarian.
Okay.
One of the oldest, one of the most ancient libertarians known to man.
Hmm.
I mean, this could be one of the guys that started it all.
That's quite a teaser.
Yeah, he's an ancient Chinese dude. And
ancient
so,
Chinese secret.
Yeah, so we'll talk about him. And then coming up very shortly here, a professor has been beaten up. College professor. Had the tar beat out of him. Now, you're not going to believe what it was for. It's not like he was in a bad drug deal or anything like that. Actually, it turns out it was a couple of good old Christian boys that beat the tar out of this professor.
Huh?
Yeah. According,
doesn't sound very Christian-like.
According to the Wichita Eagle from Kansas, a professor whose planned course on creationism and intelligent design was canceled after he sent emails deriding Christian conservatives was hospitalized Monday after what appeared to be a roadside beating.
Roadside beating.
Yeah. University of Kansas Religious Studies professor Paul Marecki said that the two men who beat him made references to the class that was to be offered for the first time this spring. Originally called Special Topics in Religion, Intelligent Design, Creationism, and Other Religious Mythologies, the course was canceled last week at Marecki's request. So yeah, he's a little scared.
Mm.
He doesn't want to do his class now. The class was added after the Kansas State Board of Education decided to include more criticism of evolution in science standards for elementary and secondary students. He says, I didn't know those guys, talking about the assailants, but I'm sure they knew me. One recent email from Marecki to members of a student organization referred to a religious conservatives as fundies. We've called them that before, fundamentalists. Fundamentalist Christians, these are the people that believe that the Catholic Church is... the tool of the devil, right?
It's one of the beliefs of some fundamentalist Christians.
What are some of the other beliefs of these people, these fundamentalists?
You know, I would say that some fundies believe that they can be imbued with the power of this Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Sometimes it takes them over and they flip around on the floor.
Really?
Yeah. They believe that the Bible is the unerring word of God.
Literally. A fundamentalist is somebody that takes... the Bible completely literally. They believe every single word is written, and it means exactly what
it says. The English translation that they read of the Bible.
Right.
You know,
there's no interpretation necessary for a fundamentalist, right?
3,000-year-old language.
Right.
Right.
So these are the people that we're talking about here. So he called them fundies in an email. And apparently this email got out, according to the spokesperson.
Some believe that you get bit by snakes and live. So they let themselves.
The fundies.
Yeah, they let themselves get bitten by snakes.
I see.
And I suppose some
of them do live. Is it only snakes, or would it apply to a tiger and a lion as well? I mean, does it matter what the beast is?
Well, the snakes were mentioned in the Bible.
I see. Well, according to the cops, Marecki said he was attacked around 6:40 in the morning in rural Douglas County, south of Lawrence, Kansas. And according to him, there were some men tailgating him in a pickup truck. He said, I just pulled over, hoping they'd pass. And then they pulled up real close behind. They got out. And I made the mistake of getting out. He said the men then beat him on the head, shoulders, and back with their fists, and possibly a metal object. Wimpy said Marecki drove himself to the hospital after the attack. And it's just, I mean, wow. according to him, he spent 3 to 4 hours at the hospital. Injuries included a broken tooth, mostly shaken up, got some bruises and sore spots, he said. So they didn't break his bones or anything like that. But nonetheless, that's pretty terrifying, getting the crud beat out of you at 6 in the morning as you're on your way to work by a couple of good old boys.
For ideas and conversation, you know? Just words, just people talking about things that they think.
Exactly.
A little too serious, I think.
According to him, the suspects were two white men between age 30 and 40. One of the men was described as wearing a red ball cap and wool gloves, and he said they left in their pickup. Of course, the cops are saying they'll investigate. A lot of good that's going to do.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I hope
so. Now he's scared. Now he's been scared off of running his course as a result of these two thugs, which is what these guys are. Would Jesus have done that?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely wouldn't have beaten somebody for their ideas.
What would a good Christian, these people, these guys, must consider themselves Christians? I mean, they must. How would they defend their behavior?
This is where modern Christianity in America deviates from Christianity. Is God gave us free will. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. he imbued humans with free will, according to the Bible.
Right.
And then Christians don't want us, some Christians, I should say, don't want us to have it.
They don't want us to use our free will.
No.
They want us to use our free will to do what they want us to do.
To vote for the things that they want to vote for.
Right.
And I feel like the Republican Party has been just totally hijacked by the Christian right.
Mm-hmm.
This party that's supposed to be about small government seems to be about legislating
theocracy
of some sort. And I'm not saying they're being very successful, but you see it at little places all over the place. And there's Republican radio, all you're hearing is, "Oh, they're stealing our Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking Jesus out of Christmas."
Maybe this is a
land founded by Christians.
You know, maybe it's just because there aren't very many atheists out there, but we've never heard of a story where a couple of atheists have ambushed some good Christian guy on his way to church. I mean, never. I think we heard, there was a story one time about some crazy Satanist kid or something like that messed with, I think the Satanist got beat up by some Christians. That's what that story was.
Yeah.
So I've never actually heard a story of anybody beyond the Christian persuasion attacking the Christians physically. Sure, the Christians are always claiming that they're under attack in popular culture and that there's a war against Christianity, but it seems like the only violence that's going on is at the hands of some Christians. Now, I know there's a lot of different Christians out there. I know that just because there's two good old boys in Kansas with a pickup truck and a lead pipe in the back doesn't necessarily mean that all Christians are that way. Certainly not. Certainly 99% of them probably are not that way. But
Absolutely. Nonetheless,
with friends like these, it's no wonder that Christianity gets attacked in the media. It's no wonder. These people make you look bad. These guys, combine them with people like Pat Buchanan. What's the guy named? Pat Robertson. People, combine these violent thugs with their intellectual leaders like Pat Robertson, and you've got a dangerous group of people. And I wish I didn't have to say that.
I'd have to say that what these guys did, according to their religion, is a sin.
Yeah, but they get a pass. All they have to do is go to church on Sunday morning and pray to Jesus and say, "Please forgive me," right? And then they get to go to heaven. Isn't that the deal? All you have to do is say you're sorry.
Well, you have to be sorry.
Well, doesn't that mean you're sorry? I mean, okay, you're saying that God will know whether or not they're sorry for real, right?
Right.
Okay. But nobody else will know. All they have to do is go and they'll just have it all absolved. You could murder somebody and go to heaven, can't you?
You can, sure. Right. Sure, murderers on death row, I'm sure, have been converted. God rest their souls after they've been executed.
I bet this college professor really seriously considering leaving Kansas now.
I would be.
800-259-5791. Tom in the United Kingdom is on the line. Your calls as well. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Tuesday night show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com where we have the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, it's completely free, like everything else is at freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, man, which let's talk to Tom in London. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
I never thought you'd say Pat Roberts and an intellectual in the same sentence.
Well, I was comparing Pat Robertson to the two guys with the lead pipe. In comparison to them, he's an intellectual.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, I was just calling up because I used to be a socialist back in horrible old days when I was at school. You have a kind of unthinking socialism which comes from the education we get in this country.
Sure, they breed it in you.
And some of the libertarian arguments we use on things like drugs just don't work for that kind of person. But I picked up a wonderful book today written by a philosophy professor in the States from Rutgers. And I was reading it on the train, and it is a really fantastic knockdown case for decriminalization.
And what is the book? We'll let you plug
it. It's called Legalize This. The case for decriminalizing drugs.
Oh, yeah. Is that Jacob Sullum? Is that who that is?
No. It's Douglas Husak, who's the professor of philosophy and law at Rutgers. And it basically takes each thing which people care about, and it doesn't try and make convoluted arguments. It says people care about children, people care about health, people care about immorality, people care about crime, and here's exactly how prohibition affects all of those things.
That's excellent.
And in kind of the same way that Mary Ruart does. And it's got a bit here about drug use in children. It says, parents who demand that drug users should be imprisoned in order to protect children rarely consider the very real possibility that their own children will be sent to jail as a result of the policies they endorse. Every parent should be made to answer the following question. Suppose your son or daughter is caught using drugs. How much time do you think they should spend in jail?
Ooh, that is a great question. Yeah, would George Bush or his daughters be better off if they had spent 5 to 10 years in prison for getting caught with some marijuana? I mean, because they've all smoked it.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I was just picking it up because I'm a philosophy student. I'm just writing a knockdown libertarian
case. That's fantastic. Although I gotta say, I've never had a problem when dealing with the left or the socialists on the drug war issue. They seem to be a lot easier to persuade than does the ultra-right conservative, ultra-religious people.
I find it, well, you get a kind of mixture in this country because of the way that the politics is skewed. But generally, right. the argument I get back from people is, well, what about their health? And the drug users who don't get caught by the police have there's no health protection for them, and there's no health protection for the people who do get put in prison.
Yeah, I mean, people in prison. Yeah, we pointed out before, these poor guys in prison, if you have a health problem and you're in prison, like if you need to be on an oxygen tank or something, there was this one guy that the prison guards just didn't like, so they didn't let him have access to his oxygen tank for about a month. It was crazy. They were torturing the guy. So yeah, if you want to stay healthy, don't go to prison. Thanks for the call, Tom. Excellent recommendation.
Yeah, keep up.
Much appreciated. 800-259-5791. In fact, our board operator recommends "Ain't Nobody's Business If You Do" by Peter McWilliams, which I've had the opportunity to start reading, and then I lost it somewhere, and it was really good. The few pages that I'd actually gotten through, and actually Peter McWilliams, you might recall, Manwich, he's the guy that the government, federal government, murdered. Over the war on drugs.
Tell me that story.
Yeah, they had arrested him. Peter McWilliams, he lived in California. He was a medical marijuana patient in California. And they came in, they raided his house, and they arrested him for growing some plants and that sort of thing. And they put him in jail, and according to the judge's orders, he could not have access to his medicine, which is marijuana. Now, why was he using the marijuana? Well, it's because he was also an AIDS patient. And when you're an AIDS patient, there's all these experimental medications, all these different there's medications that they take that are really nasty. They don't really agree with your body too much. So when you take them, it's likely that you're going to puke them back up because they're that nasty. And so Peter was using marijuana. He was smoking marijuana in order to calm his nausea that he would get from taking these medications. The marijuana allowed him to take the AIDS medications. That's what it allowed him to do. It was just an extra little bonus that it just happened to be marijuana. I mean, that's all. It allowed him to keep that medication down. So since the judge prevented him from smoking the marijuana, when they let him out on bail to prepare for his trial, he was honoring the judge's orders, which, of course, was a mistake on his part, but he didn't want to be put away in prison for longer than he, I guess, had to.
Right.
So he was following the judge's orders, and they found him in his bathroom. He was dead. Choked on his own vomit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is another tragedy of the war on drugs. If it weren't for this insane war on drugs, that man would be alive today. I mean, if not, if he was dead today, it'd be because of the AIDS and not because he died gagging on his own puke in his bathroom alone.
Because he couldn't take the medicine that...
his doctor prescribed to him.
His doctor prescribed to him and was working for him.
But the federal government says, if you're a doctor, you can't prescribe these things. In fact, we're going to put your license in jeopardy. If we find out you're prescribing marijuana, you might just not be a doctor anymore. The federal government threatens them. The federal government scares the crap out of these compassion clinics, the people that distribute the marijuana in these states. It's really disgusting. And this whole war on drugs thing is absolutely insane. 800-259-5791, you want to comment on that or change the topic, bring up anything. Let's go to the email box, man, which ftl@freetalklive.com is the email address. This one from Andrew. It says, Dear Free Talk Live, what, if anything, do you guys know about existing or future militia organizations as a way to deter the abuse of the state, especially federal government tyranny?
Ooh, it doesn't seem like a good idea to me, because if you give the federal government people with guns to go after, they know exactly what to do with those people. they have a plan for that. They don't really have a plan for people without guns that are resisting the tyranny, but they do have a plan for people with guns.
He says, the more I read about the abuse of our rights as American citizens and human beings, the more I want to get involved in something aimed at scaring them back. Before the time comes when all we have left is isolated resistance groups that don't do a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. I love peace and hate violence and war as much as the next intelligent and open-minded person, but I believe that it will someday come to kill or be killed, and thus concerned individuals should organize the big guns now. At worst, we'd have to use them, but hopefully having a preventative measure like a militia would scare the politicians and bureaucratic desk zombies back into their caves without any shots having to be fired.
Doesn't seem likely to me.
Well, I think it's an interesting idea, and he is pointing out the reason why we have the Second Amendment, the reason why we have the right to bear arms, is to protect ourselves from an overbearing, encroaching government, a government that's destroying freedoms. We're supposed to bear arms to scare them off. So his intention is good. Unfortunately, using the word militia is going to get you labeled as a whack job nutcase in today's popular culture media world. I want to explore this some more, man, which 800-259-5791, because it's unfortunate that militia has been destroyed by popular culture. Because it really is a decent idea. More coming back. It is your show. Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-5791. How to scare off the feds. We'll talk about it coming up. Your show. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue? Personal problem? 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streams there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both completely free at freetalklive.com. So take advantage of that. All right, so we're talking about an email that we got in from Andrew, and you can email the show, ftl at freetalklive.com. His question is, what about militias? I mean, what he's concerned of is this big, overbearing, this huge government that we have. It's destroying our freedoms on a day-to-day basis, and he feels like something should be done. He feels like maybe we should organize some sort of a group of people with guns that isn't afraid to tote them around, I suppose, and he's just wondering about this whole militia idea, because there in the Second Amendment it does enshrine the right to bear arms, and the reason for it is because the government can be overbearing and dangerous, and that's why we need guns, is to protect ourselves from these people.
I think that it's a terrible idea, honestly, because the media isn't real fond of guns. It's mostly, you know, I believe that the media is full of Democrats.
Okay.
And Democrats largely don't like guns, and I think that they're going to make you look bad. The federal government does have a very good way to take care of groups that have guns that may or may not agree completely with their philosophies. You get together and say, we're here to bear arms in the name of government tyranny. They're mm-hmm. going to be on you like flies on something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some militias out there today. I guess the Michigan militia got some bad press back in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
but they never had a violent raid like Waco or anything like that. That's what you're suggesting would happen, right? You're suggesting there'd be some sort of Waco event where the federal government would have a little showdown with this group, right? I think you're coming from a bit of a paranoid perspective, man. Which,
paranoid? What about Waco, Ruby Ridge?
Waco and Ruby Ridge were not militias. They were just events that were tragic and terrible.
With people with guns.
With people that didn't care much for the government, and they did happen to have guns. And yes, the militia has been attacked very bad in the press. I mean, the press has gone after them, and certainly the word has taken on a negative connotation. It's taken on sort of a kooky connotation. So I certainly wouldn't want to call myself a militia or anything like that. But I got to say, in regards to what Andrew's suggesting here, it's happening right now, Andrew, in the Free State. In fact, our very own Dave, who calls the show from New Hampshire, he goes and he open carries his gun, his pistol. He'll open carry his pistol to any protest that's going on in the Free State. They'll have...
No, he does not carry his pistol generally to protests, just to gun protests.
No, that's not true. He will open carry to most protests. They'll deem a protest an open carry protest, and he will come and arrive and be open carrying at that protest. It's just kind of an additional thing that he does. It's not the focus of the protest. It's not the focus of the outreach or what they're doing that day, but he just happens to have a gun, and he happens to be open carrying it. That's because in New Hampshire, that's fully legal. It's fully legal. You don't even have to have a license for it. You just open carry weapons, and there's no law that you're breaking. So his point is, well, since it's legal, we need to exercise the right to do it, otherwise there's a good chance we're going to lose that right to do it. So he hasn't formed a militia. There's no organized group of people people who carry weapons. There are just people that happen to have weapons that happen to show up in public at protests at pro-freedom protests with weapons. So I think that kind of brings that same feeling that you're looking for, Andrew, that feeling of let's scare the bureaucrats, let's scare the government, let's remind them that we have weapons and we're not afraid to carry them around. I think that might be a way to kind of have a little middle ground between going all the way and creating a militia and not.
The good thing about the NH Free organization is there's no head to this organization. Therefore, there's
that's
no
true.
Head to cut off.
Right.
And that's what the feds do. They cut off the head of an organization.
Exactly.
And because Dave does it on his own, and I'm not exactly sure when he carries this in protest and when he doesn't.
They decide whether it's an open carry protest, and he will open carry if it is.
But the fact that it's so loosely constructed... it's a good thing.
Exactly. It protects the participants. And, of course, they're going to be open carrying around people that aren't open carrying. So if you want to go to the protest and you don't want to carry a weapon, then don't. You're actually going to be probably pretty safe if you're there and you don't have a weapon and other people do.
You'll probably be in the majority, too.
So I think that's a good middle ground. I think that accomplishes what it is Andrew's looking for without actually creating a militia, so to speak. Thanks for the email, Andrew. 800-259-5791. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Nathan in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Nathan. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to share some stuff I found, and I don't know if y'all are familiar with Cthulhu Cult Mythos.
I'm familiar with a book by, it's H.P. Lovecraft, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
What they talk about in there is worshiping deep gods.
Deep gods? Okay.
Yeah, gods underneath the sea. If y'all rent the movie Dagon, what happens is this guy shows up in this Christian town that is starving because there's no more fish. And he tells them that his God can save them. So he goes out to the ocean, swings a golden pyramid above his head, and on this golden pyramid has eyes, throws it into the water, something weird happens, fish jump on shore.
Uh-huh.
He goes back, murders the priest, they take over the church.
Oh my.
Yeah,
wow.
And then, like, some weird stuff happens with impregnating women with...
So, wait, did you call in to tell us about this weird movie, or, I mean, what are you doing with this?
I had to set it up.
Okay.
Now, if you look at the Austin Chronicle this week, there is a giant octopus with a tentacle crushing Texas. And
yeah.
The comment says, suddenly and deliberately attacked. Now, this octopus also has a Japanese bandana on with
right.
the rising sun. Now, in my research, I found out that the rising sun is a sign for Satan. It's a sign
for... So what's the point? It's also a sign for Japan, right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a sign for Japan, but you have to be able to read their symbols and put them into context. So this
okay.
is a sign for Satan, the rising sun, the light bringer.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is that we're going to be attacked soon, and the Frostbank building is what I think is going to be attacked.
Wait, hold on a second. You're telling me that the newspaper is actually not reporting that there's going to be attack, but you're presuming there's going to be attack because there's an octopus that's crushing a building with a bandana on.
And the newspaper knows that this is a
building. No, the newspaper doesn't know. That's the thing, is these things are not that obvious. It's much more subtle.
Why did the newspaper print a picture of an octopus crushing a building? What was the point of that?
It's supposed to be for the anime show at the Alamo Draft House.
Okay.
Right.
What building is going to get blown up? And where is it?
The Frost Bank building in Austin, Texas.
Okay, so
now hold on. The terrorists are going to attack Austin?
Yeah.
They're going to attack a bank, apparently.
Well, it's actually what they're going to do is they're going to blow up the Frost Bank building and blame it on people in Austin.
When is this going to be? Do you know? Did you count the tentacles on the octopus? Does that tell you the date?
No, I think it might be the 9th because it's 9/12, which is the next 9/11.
Have you ever made any predictions before?
You know, I'm willing to accept that maybe I'm wrong. I just want other people to
yeah.
look at it.
I predict you're going to be wrong, Nathan.
I seriously hope I am.
I mean, you're looking at pictures in a newspaper, and you're aligning them with crazy stuff like Satan, and I'm sure do you believe in the whole Illuminati thing, too?
You know, it's way too complex to just say, oh, I believe
in
Illuminati.
You know, why waste your time with this stuff? I mean, why not go to work and bring a paycheck home, eat some food? And
you know, don't worry about I'm fine, man. Right. Don't worry about that.
Now, Nathan, do you hear like words and then count the letters in the words, and then like the amount of digits between those letters and that kind of thing? Do you find yourself playing number games with words?
That's like schizophrenia.
I'm wondering here.
He's
Nathan.
Not there yet, man. Which thanks for the call, Nathan. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. We're a little concerned for you, man. Octopuses destroying buildings, wearing bandanas, and that means there's going to be a terror attack. Hey, maybe he'll be right, and then we'll have to eat our...
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, and literally anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Vote for the show. It would be much appreciated. It's totally free, of course. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's kind of how you can pay us for our website, because we don't charge you anything at freetalklive.com. If you want the archives, you want the live streaming, the bulletin board system, all of it is free. But if you want, vote for us. Vote.freetalklive.com. It brings us more listeners, Manwich, because right now we're the number two podcast in the world as a result of many of you already going and voting for us this month. And being the number two podcast, that's out of over 10,000 different podcasts. So your votes really are counting a lot. And plus, when people see us in that top 10, when they see us up there at number two and hopefully number one if we get enough votes, that means they're going to listen to us, and that means more new people are going to be coming across the message of freedom and liberty because you took the time to vote. So seriously, I think voting for Free Talk Live is the easiest, simplest thing that you can do to help spread the message of freedom. And it takes a little, takes less than a minute. Vote.freetalklive.com. So yeah, we're serious. You can call in and talk about anything, even if it's some crazy idea about octopi smashing buildings. We talked to Nathan a moment ago in Texas, and he was telling us that he was looking at a newspaper, and he saw a picture from an anime convention, and he thought that it was a secret code that meant that there was going to be a bank building attacked in downtown Austin, and the terrorists were going to attack it, and it's because of the evidence in the picture. There was an octopus and a tentacle and a rising sun, and that meant it was Satan involved. And well, how do you put this stuff together?
Well, if it does happen, you can't say he didn't warn you.
No, no doubt about it. It's just, these are the people that spend time, like you were saying, Manwich, they spend time folding the dollar bills so you can see the trade center on the dollar bills. Have you heard about that one?
I think I have seen that.
Yeah, I mean, just all kind of, these are the stuff that these people spend time doing. They spend time investigating all these asinine concepts and these conspiracy theories, and it's very interesting. And I can see how they can expend time on it, because there's a lot of theories out there, but it's such a waste. It's a waste of your life to do this stuff. I mean, if what you really want is more freedom, and what you want is less government, because really, if what they're saying is true, and there really all are these, you know, there really are these conspiracy theories, and everything's set up from behind the scenes, and there's a shadow government, and blah, 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 blah. If all that's true, well, if we were to cut the government back down to size, if we were to cut it down to its constitutional limits, then they wouldn't be getting the $2 trillion that they're currently getting today. And if you don't have the money to pay the armed thugs with, then they're not going to cause you any harm.
It's true.
So it would seem to me to be more efficient to spend your time recruiting people to liberty, recruiting people to the pro-freedom movement. But, you know, if you want to research octopi with tentacles smashing buildings, it's your life. 800-259-5791. We go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey there.
Hey.
I have a issue with a real octopus, with a real tentacle. It's the octopus of the federal government, and it's one tentacle that I have to deal with directly is HIPAA. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, HIPAA is basically it's quote-unquote protection regarding people's medical records in the medical community.
Yeah, not just medical, but anything having to do with any kind of insurance or medical or otherwise.
Okay.
Also, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 96. And so this, you know, whole thing, you know, requires my company to add a whole other layer of bureaucracy that we don't even need. It's assuming that we can't, we already had a very strict, client, I just blanked on it. We keep our secrets as far as, we keep our,
You have a privacy policy in place.
We already have a privacy policy that we've had for years. We've been around the block,
But now you have to fill out extra paperwork.
We have I have to go through this whole, I have to go through this whole course again. This is the, 2 years ago we had to go through this course, and now we have to do it again.
There's some sort of HIPAA-mandated government course that every employee has to attend or something?
Through the whole company, we have to do it. And,
wow.
There's some kind of added thing that I have to update myself on that I just got the memo on. And it's, it takes me away from my job to have to go figure out.
And are these courses,
it's a 17-page document I have to go through and read and then sign.
Are these courses just basically about, how to fill out the paperwork and that kind of stuff? I mean, what are they teaching?
It's saying the same stuff that we already know, that we're not supposed to be sending out private information via email. Intra company extra company, going to other people, and we're not supposed to be talking about it outside of work.
Matthew, isn't privacy on people's records a good thing? I mean, the companies have shown over and over again that they will sell your information and they'll do what they want with it, unless there's, I don't know, some kind of controls. Tell me what you think.
Well, of course, the privacy is very important. That's what our the company I work for, it's one of our valued things. We're in insurance. Our claims are private things. We don't just send the information out to other parties.
Well, man,
we're very liable.
Man, what you're not suggesting that that the government needs to be around to enforce privacy provisions on companies, are you?
I'm not saying that necessarily that's the case, but I think that some people worry about privacy.
Well, because if you're worried about privacy, you should take steps to regain your privacy. Because in this day and age, you don't have privacy by default.
That's true.
I mean, you want to open up a Blockbuster account, you got to give up your Social Security number almost. Thanks for the call, Matthew. We certainly appreciate it. 800-259-5791. I think that in the free marketplace, privacy, if it really was in demand, if people really did want privacy, then companies would be really straightforward about what their policies were. They would sell the fact that, hey, you should deal with us because we'll keep your information private. And then make extra money as a result of it. More Free Talk Live on the way. Take control.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to realityzone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they seize? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We have plenty of time for your calls. Still an entire hour of the show remaining, so be sure to make them 800-259-5791. Bring up anything. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can actually check out our auction, auction.freetalklive.com. Right now, I think it's at about $30. That's the current bid, auction.freetalklive.com. You will get the top banner on our website, which we're the number 2 podcast in the world. We're a radio show that's on 11 radio stations. You could have the top banner on our site for pennies on the dollar, auction.freetalklive.com. Do we have flowers, man, which tonight to talk about?
We do have some flowers to talk about tonight.
1-800-Flowers.com, as a matter of fact.
Yes. When it comes to the holidays, make all your friends and family's wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers
fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Same-day delivery at Christmas time. Just call, click, or come in at any of the 1-800-Flowers.com stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, it's your florist of choice.
So I wanted to kind of focus back on the privacy issue, man, which, because privacy is important to a lot of people, and I'm somebody that privacy is important to. I think that you can attain as much privacy as you would like in this world. It's still possible, but there are some trade-offs involved. So, I mean, if you want, for instance, people to not know where you live, if you want to not get any junk mail, if you want to completely isolate yourself from others, you can have that privacy, but it takes effort. So, for instance, if you don't want anybody to know where you live, go rent a house, and you can rent it under a fake name if you want to. That way the landlords won't even know who you are. And if you're worried about the landlords not accepting you, well, you'll have to have cash. See, if you want privacy, it costs money. So, I mean, if you come to me, man, what, you want to rent a house from me, I'm going to ask you for your name and your address and your social security number so I can run a credit check on you to see if you're going to pay me. But if you come to me with, say, $20,000 and you want to rent a house from me for a couple years, I'd probably just go ahead and rent to you.
Yeah.
You know? So pay
a couple of months in advance.
Right. Yeah. So it just shows that you're serious, and that way the landlord would know who you were. You'd ask the landlord to keep all the utilities in their name and just pay them every month for them. Just guarantee that you'll pay the utilities on time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you got enough cash, money talks. So
yep.
Privacy can certainly be bought in this country. And here's a more simple example of how you can be a private person, how you can attain some privacy without having to have oodles and oodles of dollars. The next time you move to a new location, whether or not you're buying a new house or that sort of thing, you want to minimize the amount of people that you give that address to. Especially, well, I think, for instance, I purchased a house a couple of years back now, and immediately I started getting all kinds of advertisements. So you want a new mortgage? Buy a new mortgage from us. And here, you can get some water from Culligan, and you know, all kinds of different advertisements. Who sold my name? Well, it was only a couple different organizations. It could have been my realtor. It could have been the government. I guarantee it was the government. And my realtor or the government. I mean, those were pretty much the only, and maybe the closing company. I mean, there's only so many people when you're buying a house that know who you are and what's going on. So if we actually did have a free market society, you could refuse to do business with anybody that was going to disclose your information. And if you bought a house and all of a sudden found that you were getting mailers from companies, you would know that one of those groups that said they weren't going to distribute your info did. And you'd have an actionable case if you had a contract that said they wouldn't. So I really think that in a free market, privacy would be protected much better. Hour 2's coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a diet?